Here's Dexheimer. Slides it ahead to DeSaint Fowl. Cuts to his right at center. Met there by Holiday. Puck jammed free. Lush has picked up the loose biscuit. Tried to get it deep. No luck. Now DeSaint Fowl. Out-muscled by Holiday. Took the puck. Slides it across. Open man. Here's Schooner. Bricky tried to make a move and never got a shot off. But from the end boards, he threw it off McClellan's backside and in. Schooner Bricky is team-leading 13th goal of the year. And halfway through game three in Madison, Ohio State leads Wisconsin 2-0.
As innocent as that play seemed, once Holiday had his stick on the puck ends up coming from behind the net by, as you mentioned, Schooner Bricky, the guy out in front, and it hits McClellan right in the backside and drips into the net. Very similar to what the Badger women scored to tie the game at a previous time.
Yeah, against Minnesota Friday at the WCHA semifinals. Bricky at 10:04, his 13th goal of the season. Stephen Holiday gets the assist, and Ohio State with a 2-0 lead. Puck into the Buckeyes bench, a stoppage in play, and not too many people in this building are very happy right now. Ohio State 2, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded, down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Damian Carfagna, the secondary assist on Bricky's goal at 10:04. Stephen Holiday has set up both Buckeyes' goals so far, including Davis Burnside's power play goal in the opening period. OSU leads Wisconsin 2-0, 9:50 left in the second period. Badgers have 9 comeback wins this season, but they're also 7-6-1 in their last 14 games. Struggled putting the puck away at times, and that's been the case here. In fact, just generating any offense has been a struggle. Tassie Steele behind the net looking. Here's a pass left wing. Fitzgerald shot off the side of the cage. Good pass, though, by Tassie. Fitzgerald, not a lot of room to work.
He seems to be the motivator here. Tassie seems to be the guy that everybody's turning towards.
Finley knocked down awkwardly, but he's back up on his skates. Appears to be all right. Lead feed goes off a stick deep into the Ohio State zone. Finley in there on the forecheck, but the Buckeyes release up to Caden Brown. Too far for him. Now Kerr will fire it down deep. Badgers get a change. 9 minutes left here in the period. Wisconsin can't reach the puck in the Ohio State end. Buckeyes have it. Here's McBrayer now. Headmans for Montez. Directs it into the Wisconsin zone, and McClellan lets Daniel Lodge play it. He avoids the hit from Riley Hughes. Now Scholl angled off nicely by Dunlap, who freed the puck down to the Ohio State corner. Johnson rims it around far side. McBrayer bumps it up the wall. Hughes lost it. Wisconsin's Mellenbacher has it. Didn't realize that Guzzo was behind him, and he took it away from him. Patrick Guzzo on the rush. Drop pass near side for Dunlap. Not a lot on it, and broken up by Wisconsin Sawyer Scholl. 2-0 Ohio State. 8:25 left in the second. Lead feed Mellenbacher. He couldn't catch the pass. Boy, the Badgers just struggling,
yes,
connecting dots.
Stick to stick is not.
No.
It's a priority, and it's not being happening.
No, here's Dexheimer now down to the corner. Too far for Mellenbacher. Horbach walls off Johnson and then took a hit from McBrayer, who freed the puck, but Bantel picks it up, then nudged away from him by McBrayer, and here's Jake Dunlap. At the red line, he'll fire it in. 2-goal lead for the Buckeyes. 8 minutes left, second period. Wisconsin's Dexheimer has it. Like Hastings has said, when going gets tough, you need the big boys, the horses, to start riding, and that hasn't happened yet. David Cilia quiet tonight. Matthew DeSaint Fowl, Cruz Lucius. We haven't seen 51 out there very often tonight. Fitzgerald's been active. So's Tassie and Finley, but nothing to show for it. Charlie Stramel's had a good look. But otherwise, the Badgers not getting anything done. And credit the Buckeyes defensively. Yeah. They've been very good.
Creating turnover after turnover.
And a delayed penalty.
Yep. It's going to be a high stick against
penalty on Wisconsin.
Dexheimer.
Ben Dexheimer will get a two-minute minor for high sticking at 12:37. And the Badgers already down 2-0. Now down a man.
It happened when the puck was came into the zone and the Ohio State player was caught deep. And it would have been a delayed offside, and Dexheimer really laid the lumber to him.
Second power play of the night for Ohio State. The Buckeyes are 1-for-1 tonight, 3-for-5 in this series. They're 22% on the season. Ohio State is on the man advantage, and it wins the offensive zone faceoff. Montez, half boards left. The left-hander throws it to Carfagna, right side. Here's the defenseman Johnson. Pass in front, redirect Gildan too high and wide. Carey able to one-hand it over to D. St. Foul, but Matty was tied up, couldn't clear. Wise now has it. Here's Montez. Walks down the wall left side, pressured by Cilia to the dot. Tried to get a shot off. Loose puck, Gildan. He lost it. It's loose to the left of McClellan and trickles to the far corner in Wise. Defended by Kerr. Out to the point, Johnson. Open man Carfagna sets and fires. Easy glove save for McClellan, sliding on his knees to his left. And a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. A minute 27 left on the Buckeyes power play. 2-0 Ohio State. Everybody on the Badgers bench is sitting, speaking of players, except for backup goaltender Ben Garrity.
It's always very interesting to me that the second unit of the power play for Ohio State has Halliday on it.
Yeah, Halliday.
I'm like, whoa.
Burnside, Bricky, Wahlberg in front of the net, Guzzo. Here's Halliday with it, right wing. Finds Scooter Bricky. Shot from the slot that went off the stick of McClellan to the near side. And then Halliday muffed the puck, but picked up by Burnside. Wahlberg back to Bricky. Wahlberg straight away looking left wing. Halliday, his shot blocked by Vorlicki. Karam's out near the blue line, but held in by the Buckeyes. Halliday swept it down deep, chopped in front of the net. Eventually knocked free to the near side. Vorlicki can't clear. Wahlberg holds. 55 seconds left in the Ohio State power play. Buckeyes lead 2-0 in this third and decisive game of the Big Ten playoff series. Pass in front, didn't get through. Then Guzzo played it to Bricky. Center point now, Wahlberg. Right wing pass. Bricky couldn't catch. Bolotichuk pins it against the kick plate. No angle to clear. And then it's moved back out to Bricky. The Buckeyes possess again. Wahlberg, right wing, once again out of the reach of Bricky. To the corner, Guzzo, but he tried to put it behind the net for a teammate. No one there. Pilatichuk knocked down from behind. Guzzo freed the puck, and his pass too hot to handle.
Best thing that happened to the Badgers.
Yeah, between the wickets of Bricky and all the way down to the Ohio State zone. Fresh penalty killers for Wisconsin. Tassie and Fitzgerald on the ice with Karen Lodge. Badgers have a couple of shorthanded goals this season. They could use anything here.
They could use some energy.
Yes. Standing behind his own net, it's Thomas Wise, the Madison native. Here he comes up the middle. And he flubbed the pass far side. Johnson should be offside. It is. And the Badgers able to get the job done on the penalty kill. Maybe that will get them going. Ohio State now 1-for-2 on the man advantage. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Well,
former Badger Tim Rothering here, his brother Pete, who led Edgewood High School to the state tournament this year. And Pete Rothering watched one of his former players, Thomas Wise, the Edgewood grad.
I thought they would have the Edgewood girls basketball trophy with them.
Oh, here's Fitzgerald. Right. Congratulations to Laura Stavnis and the Crusaders girls for winning the Division III state championship yesterday up in Green Bay. Puck at center ice, Charlie Stramel with it, trying to protect, and he finds an open man, Finley. Right wing, two defenders back. Finley stick handling, drop pass right wing. Here's Kerr, shoots one, save made by Turnus. Rebound, Lodge, his shot denied by Turnus as well. That came from the left wing. Two blasts by the Badger defenseman, Kerr and Lodge, and Turnus up to the task twice. Now Finley, behind the net. Had it knocked from away from behind, goes to get it, wanted to slide it to the point, but again knocked off his stick and out to center ice. Now it squirts free to Tassie, taps back to Dexheimer. 4:28 left in the second. 2-0 Ohio State. Cilia came off the bench, fell down. David's had a rough night.
Oh, that's...
Headman pass off the stick of Brown. Kyle McClellan for the Badgers leaves it off for Dexheimer. Tried to bump it to Scholes. His second attempt able to get it through. And then Lucius just ran into traffic, lost the puck, but now he'll pick it up at center ice, and here he comes. Lucius gifted offensively, lost the handle. Now it's picked up. Cilia shoots one. Oh, big save made by Turnus going right. But set up that time. Here's D. St. Foul. Top line out for the Badgers. For Licky. Cutting right. Low right. Looking. Shooting. Blocked. After it, Messina. And he lifts it up. Look out. Into the crowd. Went off of gentleman who's wearing a Nashville Predators Ryan McDonough sweater. And he goes down and picks it up while maintaining the beer in his right hand. Now, I admire that man.
There's an athlete in the building. An athlete in the building.
Oh, well, two good looks for the Badgers there from defenseman Anthony Kerr and Daniel Lotch. 13 shots on goal for the Badgers, only 12 for the Buckeyes, but Ohio State leads 2-0 late second period. Burnside on a power play in the first period. Bricky, even strength here in the second. Got to get one to get two, and the Badgers need something soon. Mellenbacher won the draw. Scholl protecting the puck, and he sent it right in front, and Cassidy intercepts. He tried to clear, but he threw it off the linesman. But there to pick it up was Deckhut, and he takes a bit of a bump and dumps it into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Bladichuk with it now. Headmans to Scholl at the red line. Dumps and chases past Carfagna, but Smith hustles over, helps his D partner, but William Whitelaw now has it for the Badgers. Pulls it off the wall. He's held up by the defenseman. No penalty, and here comes Ohio State again. Hughes give and go with Smith. Hughes will track it down to the corner, but Lodge gets in his way. Lodge off balance a little bit. Kerr goes to reach for the puck. It's loose to the left of McClellan. Still loose. Goes to the corner. Guzzo had it on the stick for a moment. Now Wisconsin's Scholl. Two hands, one all the way down. That's icing on the Badgers. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their Dreammaker software. Visit clearybuilding.com.
Well, Mason Klee, as you mentioned, a very large boy and a graduate transfer, I think, is the official terminology for it. Yep. Probably enjoying his ninth year of college hockey with the way the rules are with the COVID rule and the no penalty for transferring. But
right.
He has been rock solid for Ohio State.
Well, their whole D-Corps.
I mean, he's listed himself as a seventh defenseman.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens.
They've been good. Again, only 13 shots on goal for Wisconsin. Face-off in the offensive zone, won by the Buckeyes. Wahlberg throws one towards the net, wobbled in front of the blue paint to the far boards it goes. And the Badger Scholl fell down but poked it out to center. Pass at center by Klee, intercepted by Mellenbacher. On the attack, right wing. Thought about going left, comes back right, wanted to drag it to the net, and then lost the handle behind the cage. Buckeyes try to clear, and Dexheimer actually forced out to the neutral zone. Anthony Kerr, pass up to Bantle. He's met by Holiday, who just lifts his stick and took it right away. Stephen Holiday. Sophomore, here's Holiday. Offensive zone, beautiful pass to Burnside, open in the slot, and he couldn't handle it. Holiday's got it back. You got to have your hands ready when Stephen Holiday's got the puck. You know, he will pass it. It's kind of a Cruz Lucius type, too. He may not be looking at you, but he sees you and will throw you the puck. He'll pass it in various different ways on the ice, sauce pass. Battle in the far corner of the Wisconsin zone. One
stay
of the Buckeyes
there,
go down. Puck still loose. The referee's letting him play, and eventually it squirts free to Dexheimer. Jack Horbach's got it, but the Buckeyes have three players already back at neutral ice. Now four, and Horbach will dump it in and give chase. Runs it down to the corner. Protects the puck. Bumps it out to Dexheimer. 1:45 to go in the period, but the puck never got to Dexheimer. Taken away by Dunlap. Riley Hughes now has it. Hughes, his dad Kent, the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens. Transfer from Northeastern out there, and then he just bowled down one of the Badgers from behind. No penalty called. He just crushed Christian Fitzgerald from behind. Chris slow to get up. Loose puck, shot blocked. Another Badger goes down. Now Wisconsin's Fitzgerald has it. One on two. Sauce pass right wing to the backhand of Finley. After it in the corner, tied up by Carfagna. The Badgers have yet to get a power play here tonight. Buckeyes have two. OSU leads 2-0. Sweeping pass in front of the net. Came all the way out to the blue line. Scholl's is shot. Blocked by a sprawled out Hughes. And back into the Wisconsin zone it goes. 1 minute to go. Second period. Buckeyes lead 2-0. Tassie the other way. Four Buckeyes across the blue line. Here's Vorlicki now. Takes it off the right wing wall. His shot got through. Turnus save. And he hangs on with 47.5 seconds left here in the second period. 2-0. Ohio State, not sure why that wasn't a penalty on Riley Hughes.
And not 100% sure either. The referee was standing right there.
Right there.
Not sure if he felt that it was an embellishment by Christian Fitzgerald or not. It was up high, and it did knock him down to the ice, and the puck wasn't within 10 feet of him, so Not quite sure what rationale he will give you for that one.
Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Here's Lucius again. Slowed along the boards by Smith. Puck slides free. Cilia got taken down. No penalty. Messina just wiped out Cilia behind the Ohio State net. Messina wins the puck free, but threw it to the stick of Wisconsin's Lodge. 28 seconds left in the period. Lucius with the puck in the corner. Left side, backside. Intended for Cilia. Bounces off his body right to Turnus. He covers. Now Cilia and Messina going at it. Messina falls to the ice trying to draw a penalty from Cilia. They're not going to call anything, I don't think. Stramel tied up with one of the Ohio State players, that being William Smith. And I think, will we have any calls or not?
I don't think so.
Referees are going to talk. Logan Turnus's goal stick is out in one of the faceoff circles. We're going to get something here.
Yeah, I think we are. And I think Scooter Bricky is the guy who went running over to the coach and said that he was the guy that got hit hard and high in the corner. Whether that's major or not, we'll see.
Yeah, the referees are going to go take a look. They did not indicate which team they're looking for as a potential major.
My indication would be
violation.
If Ricky went running over to the coach and said, yeah, he poked me right in the head.
Yeah.
There's the rationale for the call that's being made or the review that's being made.
No challenge, though, by Ohio State head coach Steve Rolick. The referees just spoke with one another and decided to go take a look at video replay. Hey, congratulations to the Wisconsin women's hockey team back in the NCAA tournament as a number two seed this season. And the Badgers will host a regional Thursday and Saturday at LeBron Arena. Thursday, it'll be St. Lawrence against Penn State at 7 o'clock Central. The winner will play the Badgers then on Saturday, next Saturday at 2 p.m. And you can get your tickets starting tomorrow. And there was contact to the head of Bricky from Cruz Lucius. What is it? No major penalty on Wisconsin's Cruz Lucius. He got his hands and stick up a little high on Bricky, who grabbed his neck or his Adam's apple, went to the Buckeyes bench, but no penalty called. Andrew Brueggemann, beg your pardon. The referee goes to talk to Rolick. Rolick points to the scoreboard. He's kind of looking at him, you know, raising his hands up like, really? Okay. They're going to drop the puck inside the Ohio State zone. 21 seconds left here in the period. Here's Dexheimer. His shot blocked off the body of Gilden behind the net. DeSaint foul shoved into the end boards by Carfagna. Holiday able to fight through a couple of Badgers. Skated up towards the blue line but not out. Kept alive by DeSaint foul. 8 seconds. Shoots one up high. And Turnus on his knees. Gloves it. Collects it to his blocker. And hangs on for another faceoff. 6.3 seconds left. Badgers have not had many good looks at all. Stramel in the first period. Christian Fitzgerald had a decent chance in the first. Simon Tassie, probably the best chance the Badgers have had here in the second. Otherwise, virtually no offense generated by the fifth-ranked team in the country.
Not, what's the terminology? An offensive juggernaut.
No.
I think that's, I think I took that from Hockey Night in Canada.
Yep. The offense has been offensive. How about that?
Would be nice.
Lindmark take the draw. 61% this season. 11 goals this year for Owen, who returned from a 7-game absence with an injury last night. Here's the Badgers. Polatichuk with the
pull block. The trigger.
He shoots one. It's blocked. Loose in the slot. Reaching for it. Lindmark, but chopped away from him, and the horn sounds. And after two periods of play, Wisconsin trails Ohio State 2-0 in game three of this best of three first round Big Ten playoff series. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. remarkable.
Well, Ohio State had a 1-0 lead after one period on Davis Burnside's power play goal. Now the Buckeyes have a 2-0 lead after two periods. Scooter Bricky scores at 10:04 from Stephen Holliday and Damian Carfagna. 13th goal of the year for Bricky. 2-0 after two, Ohio State. Buckeyes managed only four shots on goal in that second period. The Badgers had 11. Logan Turnus, though, has shut out Wisconsin, facing 16 shots. Kyle McClellan has made 10 saves so far. The Badgers have 20 minutes left of hockey here tonight, and if it doesn't go well, the Badgers will be off for a couple of weeks before the NCAA tournament. Let's see if Wisconsin can get something going here in the third, because there hasn't been much of anything in the first two.
Interestingly enough, when I was talking to a couple people on the phone, whose names I won't mention, Bob and Bill, they said, you know what could really throw a monkey wrench into all of this is that if Ohio State get hot and wins out in the Big Ten.
Sure.
Gets the automatic qualifier.
Right.
That would be
interesting.
Put a monkey wrench in everything.
It would. It might knock Michigan out of the tournament unless Michigan
Correct.
Can make a run. Who knows? Badgers in the big dance, but right now they need to square their play away. Down 2-0 after two. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got no ordinary chicken. Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip. Saving your nuggets from ordinary.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner, and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. That's CrazyLakesClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Davis Burnside and Scooter Bricky with goals here tonight. Ohio State leads Wisconsin 2-0. Second intermission, 16 shots on goal. That's it for the Badgers. David Cilley and Simon Tassie both have two shots on goal, but Wisconsin's been struggling from the faceoff circle as well, having lost 20 of 35. They're getting shots blocked, not enough shots to the net. Ohio State, much like Friday, the better team.
The glaring statistic, David Cilia, the master of the faceoff dot, is 2 for 10. And actually, Christian Fitzgerald is 8-3, so 8 out of 11. He's done been the best defense, or excuse me, faceoff man for the Badgers tonight. And that's a very atypical night for David Cilia, but he looks gassed. He really does look tired. And for whatever reason, maybe all those extra shifts last night when he had to come out and take draws and center right and play center for two different lines on the power play and penalty kill and all the rest of that kind of stuff may have taken its toll on the young man.
Badgers have been shut out only once this season. That was back in October, a 2-0 loss at North Dakota. Badgers trail Ohio State here, 2-0. Second intermission from the Kohl Center. We'll be back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin, the Badgers knew if they won today, they'd host Minnesota in the Big Ten semifinals next Sunday here at the Kohl Center. But the Badgers trail Ohio State 2-0 with the third period coming up after this two-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now
about a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
And here at the Kohl Center, the Badgers need to come from behind to win this first-round Big Ten playoff series, down 2-0 with 20 minutes left in regulation. And David Cilia, Matthew D. St. Foul, and Cruz Lucius on the ice with Ben Dexheimer and Joe Palatichuk. You know, you've coached a long time, Ian. What do you say to a club that just hasn't had it here the first 40 minutes?
Well, I think you have to call some people out on the carpet, but there are other people that just kind of go, and it's just like water off a duck's back. It's one of those situations where at least statistically you can point to them and say, hey, this is supposed to be our best period, the third period.
Yep.
Let's go out and show it.
Badgers have outscored their opponents 45-24 in the third period this season. And they'll need at least two just to get to overtime. Cruz Lucius has the puck. He'll cut to the center of the ice around a defenseman. Topol, his shot was blocked. Picked up now. Dexheimer wraparound stopped by Turnus. He got his right pad down, and then Ohio State's Bricky lofted it up over the glass and out of play. Boy, Lucius, beautiful stick handling move right out of the gate up the middle. His shot went wide, and then Dexheimer there to try to wrap it around, but Turnus closed the door.
Shifts will be really short.
Yeah.
And all that Coach Hastings is going to demand, go until you can't go anymore, but get off the ice as soon as you're tired.
Fitzgerald to take the faceoff, pushed it towards the net, but intercepted by Bricky, and he skates up the right wing wall, taps it ahead, intercepted by Kerr, and then offside as Ohio State's Jake Dunlap picked up the puck. Faceoff at neutral ice, 30 seconds into the third. And the Badgers have limited Ohio State to 12 shots on goal. Davis Burnside scored a power play goal 6 minutes into the first period. A shot from the left wing by Stephen Holliday. Left pad saved by McClellan. Nobody picked up Burnside. An easy cleanup rebound for Burnside. And then Bricky actually made a nice move down the middle of the Wisconsin zone and muffed the puck. The puck went behind the net. He went to get it and then threw it off of McClellan's back and in the net to make it 2-0. And that's it.
Freak goals.
Here's Whitelaw now up off the glass. Could be delayed offside on the Badgers. Not. Here's Burnside now center ice. Chipped by Gilden back Wisconsin's way. Daniel Lotch turns and throws it back to neutral ice, right to the stick of defenseman Nathan McBrayer.
Time for the defenseman for Wisconsin to start stepping up onto the play.
They're going to have to.
Going
right?
to be pinching a lot.
Yeah. Ohio State dumps it down in. Quick shifts for the Buckeyes, too. Steve Rolick, J.B. Bittner, Paul Kirtland, Nate Gennon, the coaching staff for the Buckeyes, doing a nice job here on the road. Here's Finley. Badgers onside. Finley one on three. Cuts to the slot. Lost the puck. Picked up by Scholl. His shot in and out of the glove of Turnus. Ricocheted off the defenseman in front. Right to the stick of Mason Klee, who just got kneed by Scholl. And a penalty coming up on Sawyer.
Yep.
Scholl. His second of the game. His first was embellishment, which wiped out a potential power play for the Badgers. Here's Scholl. Knee to knee. Tripping, they'll say, on Scholl, and a power play for Ohio State. And they've been good. 3 for 5 on the man advantage here this weekend. Or yeah, make 3 for 6.
And again, once they review the tape from the last two games and see what works for them and see what doesn't work for them, then you're in a weird situation of, by guess and by golly, for the Badgers, you never know who's going to shoot the puck on their power play.
All right, so the penalty to Scholl for tripping at 1:24. Faceoff to the right of McClellan. Big part of this game right here, early third period. Ohio State wins the faceoff. Holiday walks to the dot left side. Can't shoot as Cilia got in the way. Knocked his stick off balance. Here's Bricky outside the right ring. Stick handling down to the hash marks and looking. Borlicki's out there with Palatichuk. D. St. Fallon, Cilia on the PK. Holiday, Wahlberg shot. Easy glove save by McClellan moving to his left. Hangs on for a draw. 1:45 into the third period. 2-0 Ohio State. 1:41 left on the Buckeyes power play. And again, they came in tonight 22% on the man advantage. Badgers have the second best penalty kill in the country at better than 87%, but the Buckeyes have done a nice job converting on the man advantage this weekend.
Yeah, and every second's going to count here as we go. Don't be surprised to see the Badgers take some chances, especially shorthanded.
Lindmark wins the faceoff, and he races out to center ice, hoping for a stretch pass from Horbach. Horbach threw it his way, but knocked down by Bricky, who bumps it back to Wahlberg. Good to see Lindmark out on the penalty kill, one of the best in the country. Hadn't played that much last night or the night before as he's coming back from an injury, but this is important time now. Pass to the right wing. Here's Holiday. Out high right. We'll cycle it down for Johnson at the hash marks right. Brent Johnson out to the point in Wahlberg. T.O. Wahlberg back to Johnson. Steps towards the dot. Pass in front. Burnside shot it wide. Good pass by Guzzo to the tape of Burnside's stick, but he missed it. Two Badgers in the vicinity anyway. Now Wahlberg with it. 1 minute to go on the power play for Ohio State. Johnson down low. Guzzo taps back Johnson at the half boards right. Here's Wahlberg back to Johnson. Top of the right circle. Shot blocked by Kerr. He picks up the puck. He's got a one-on-one with Wahlberg, although from behind Burnside with him. Anthony does a nice job to protect the puck, dump it in and get fresh penalty kills.
Yeah, fresh legs. Only 42 seconds left. See if these speed demons can do anything.
Fitzgerald and Tassi out there now with Forlicky and Palatichuk. Garfania drops it back to Max Montez. Montez right wing, Weiss, met by Palatichuk. Drops it off here to Johnson right wing. He'll spin it around to the left side. Forlicky got knocked down by Weiss, no penalty. Cross-ice pass, Johnson wide open, couldn't handle that pass. Bounced on him a bit, now he walks down the wall. Johnson to the corner, bumps it back out to the point, Carfagna. 10 seconds left on the power play. Johnson dot, left side, here's Montez shooting one. Save made by McClellan, steered it to the far side. And then Montez ripped it around. Here's Johnson with it, low right, stick handling and looking. Pass off a stick out towards the blue line, and it trickles across, Scholl out of the penalty box. So the Badgers get the job done on the penalty kill. Ohio State now 1 for 3. Montez 1-on-3 against the Badgers defense. Comes in, tries to shoot one low. McClellan got his right pad down. Don't know if it got to the net, but Max Montez just walked through the Badgers defense.
He's got some wheels and he's got some hands, that young man.
Charlie Stramble kicks the puck alive in the offensive zone, but eventually ricochets to Sam Deckhut, freshman from San Diego. Up to Klee, he'll fire one towards McClellan, past his outstretched right arm. Messina then lost it to Dexheimer, reverses to Scholes, who stumbled a bit, but headmans to Charlie Stramel. Slow-moving pass that eventually got to Cilia, and he'll dump it down in. There's Lucius in on the forecheck. Good play by McBrayer to get there first. Dexheimer able to hold the zone right wing. 4:15 into the third period. Badgers down 2-0. Ohio State keeping Wisconsin away from its own net. Here's Stramel now to Scholes. Gains the line, scoops it deep. Stramel in on the forecheck, playing right now with Lucius and Mellenbacher. Lucius in the left corner, trying to stay on his skates with Klee shoving him from behind. Mellenbacher to the point. Lotch throws it back towards the net. Goes off the end boards far side and played by Dunlap and out to center. He got hammered to the ice by Anthony Kerr in the process. Now Lotch the other way. Buckeyes in a change. Lotch now slowed low left. Put one in front off the paddle of Turnus' stick to the far side. Held in by Horbach. Throws it back deep. Buckeyes will get their first. Scooter Bricky. Mellenbacher cuts him off. Hughes, though, for Ohio State, turns and fires it all the way down. Foot race, and they'll call icing on Ohio State. 15 minutes left, third period. Buckeyes lead the Badgers 2-0 in this finale of the Big Ten quarterfinals.
Well, if there's any defenseman that I would like to see go one-on-one with Jake Dunlap in a speed race, it would be Anthony Kerr. So his speed eliminated or brought on the icing. And again, another face-off in Ohio State's zone.
Lindmark out there with Horbach and Finley. Owen lost that draw. 61% faceoff man this season. Puck lobbed out to center. Dexheimer tried to play it back to neutralize. Guzzo got in his way. Here's Riley Hughes. Nudge from behind by Horbach. Puck free for Dexheimer. Now Joe Palatichuk. Palatichuk headmans. Caught by Finley. Finley weaves his way straight away. Off balance shot that was blocked. It's bouncing around. Here's a chance for Palatichuk, and he missed the net. And then from behind, Lindmark tried to throw it off the back of Turnus, but that trickled back out in front of the cage and through center ice, and Dexheimer now has it.
Little philosophy, put it on net. Good things will happen.
Yep. Dexheimer with it back to Palatichuk. D. St. Fowles out there now with Finley and Fitzgerald. Finley unable to get it deep. Lead feed. Potential break for Holiday. And he caught the pass. He's got a right wing. Shoots one. Blocker save. Rebound. Oh, right pad save made by McClellan. Stuck out his skate and kicked it free. Here comes D. St. Fowles. Badgers down 2-0. 6 minutes gone by. Third period.
Wernicke calling for the puck. Put it in deep. I'm going to get it.
Yep. Holiday now sauced it ahead to Burnside out of the Ohio State zone. Slides it through a defender's legs. And here's Mason Klee. Pass for Gildan goes to the corner. Gildan met by Fitzgerald with help from Scholes. He reverses now, and Forlicky's got it. Badgers trailing 2-0. 20 shots on goal for Wisconsin, only 17 for Ohio State. Forlicky's got the puck behind the net. Montez, token forechecking pressure. Now he'll give it off to Daniel Lotch. Fades off to his left. Here's Whitelaw. Across the line he comes. Drop pass left wing. Cilia cuts towards the net. Shoots. Juan, where is it? Off the shoulder of Turnus. Loose in front. Buckeyes pick it up. Wise throws it out of harm's way to the far wall. Cilia after it there. Can't get to the biscuit in time, but free the puck for a teammate. Now Cilia ducks underneath the defenseman and rims it around the left side. Feels like the Badgers have something coming here. Anthony Kerr in the corner ran into traffic. Cilia uses his body to bump Weiss off the puck. Lucius with it, put it in front.
Good
redirected
play.
By Whitelaw, bounced into Turnus's chest, and then he covers for a stoppage in play. 12:57 left in the third. 2-0 Ohio State, but now the Badgers seem to be picking it up a little bit.
Yeah, they're winning the one-on-one battles deep in the zone, and then they're getting it back to the point, and the point's making no bones about it. We're putting it on net. Whitelaw comes behind the defenseman, gets a good tip in. But again, Cruz Lucius, the guy you would like down there, is the guy at the point because the defensemen are pinching so often.
Bellenbacher, Stramel, Bantle on the ice for the Badgers. A big forward line for Mike Hastings. Puck goes to the corner. Buckeyes try to clear. Cassidy walls off Palatichuk, and it slides all the way down Wisconsin's way. No icing. Ben Dexheimer goes to get it. Lead feed now off the stick of Stramel, taken away, pass down low left, turnaround shot by Cassidy, that's blocked, back behind the net at Karams, and then it's jammed off a stick up towards Bantle, he can't clear, Bricky keeps it alive behind the net, give and go, he wanted to work deck hut with Cassidy, but the two did not connect, and then Stramel turned it over at center ice, Cassidy back the other way, defending him is Palatichuk, puck rolls off Cassidy's stick. Batted into midair, brought down by a leaping Guzzo. Puck of the Badger line. Mellenbacher had it, ran into deck hut. That freed the puck for McBrayer. The Buckeyes come the other way. Blue line shot stopped by McClellan. McBrayer rebound. Left pad save made by McClellan. Kyle bobbled the initial shot, giving McBrayer another attempt. 2-0 Buckeyes, 12 minutes left in regulation. Ohio State with a win would advance to the Big Ten semifinals next Saturday in East Lansing against top-seeded Michigan State. And the Badgers would be off for 2 weeks before the NCAA tournament. Here's Hughes now. Back to Smith in his own zone. Pass back to Hughes. Broken up by Tassi. Taken by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Cuts in left wing. Looking. Shooting through traffic. Save made. Rebound. Turnus. He stops Lotch two. And that caroms up over the glass. And out of play. 11:35 to go in the third. Still 2-0 Ohio State.
But again, the philosophy is defensemen are going to come down and they're going to pinch. Four Badger forwards, or three Badger forwards, and Daniel Lotch down low. Lotch gets the rebound. It's going to be those kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't plays,
yeah,
that are going to bring the Badgers back.
Face off to the right of Logan Turnus, who shut out the Badgers so far here tonight. Trying to urge the fans to get involved here a little bit. Maybe give the Badgers some energy. 24 saves for Turnus tonight. Long lead feed all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. McClellan making sure Wise can't play it. Sent it to the corner, and now the Badgers throw it out to center ice. D. St. Fowles trying to get underneath Caden Brown. Able to kick it free. Fitzgerald can't reach it in the offensive zone. Montez has it. Pass to Wise. He protects, and sauces it out to center. Scholes then to Borlicki. Bank pass for Horbach. Left wing Fitzgerald. Cut off by Johnson. Going to get it, Caden Brown. Up to center, intended for Burnside, too far, no icing. Palatichuk and Burnside slowly skate to the end boards, and then Ben Dexheimer comes to get it for the Badgers. Long stretch pass for Cilia off his stick. No icing, though. David will get there first. Cilia cuts to his right. Out to the point he wanted to go, but one of the Buckeyes, Burnside, in the way. Taken by Lucius. Tried to sauce a pass between the legs of the defender. Never got through to Whitelaw. Now Burnside with it. Cross the line. Wide right. Davis Burnside protects the puck. Tries to get it to Holiday. Little shoulder check from Lucius. That freed the puck for Whitelaw. Nifty stick handling move past Gild and then Burnside. Here comes William Whitelaw across the line. Three on two. Here's Lucius left wing shooting one. Easy glove save for Turnus on his knees. And a stoppage in play. 10:21 to go in the third. Still 2-0 Ohio State.
Good to see the defenseman stand up for the Badgers on a three-on-two and then the backside forward winning a one-on-one battle. That Cruz Lucius, I mean, he beat Halliday twice to come out of the zone with it. So there are some positives, but not on the scoreboard.
Hey, looking to make your next meal a little less ordinary? At Quick Trip, pick up their freshly cooked, hot and ready fried chicken just waiting for you. From tenders to eight-piece fried chicken, make your next meal extraordinary only from Quick Trip. Our playoff sponsor this season, thanks to the folks from Quick Trip. Badgers lost the offensive zone faceoff. Puck at center ice. Bantle will sweep it down in. Turnus stops it behind the net and looks. Finds an outlet on the right wing. Bricky, and he'll scoop it out to center. That will roll all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. That'll be icing on the Buckeyes. Faceoff down to our left. Exactly 10 minutes left in the third period. 2-0 Ohio State. The Buckeyes in the quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tournament in the 11 years this has been played, 12-5. The Badgers just 3-11 in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. Obviously different coaches. But Mike Hastings and his staff trying to get something out of this squad right now. Badgers win the draw. Borlicki's shot blocked by Dekut. That rolls all the way back Wisconsin's way, and Borlicki has to hustle back to get it. Hard rim around to Finley at center. Looking and tried to get it to Lindmark, but the two didn't communicate. And Finley turned it over to Dekut. Double team far side. Tassie knocks him down, or Vorlicki does. Tassie waiting for the puck to come free. Now Mike after it. He'll backhand it to Scholes. 9.5 minutes left.
Go coast to coast, Zach.
Here comes Scholes. Angles a pass. Oh, finds Lindmark. He cuts in right circle. Shoots one. Big save by Turnus. Rebound in the slot, but knocked to the near wall. Lindmark goes to get it. Wanted to drop it back to Finley. Loose puck. Finley's got it out to the point. Palatichuk walks the line for a bit. Now Finley left wing. He'll try to shoot and does. And it got through and Turnus made the stop. No rebound to be had. 9:14 left in the third. Ohio State leads fifth-ranked Wisconsin 2-0 in the final game of this best-of-three first-round playoff series. Stick around, folks. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Say big on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. Explore all Menards LP Smart Side options in-store or on Menards.com, where you can check out all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
John Cornfield and the folks from Events Management trying to get the crowd going a little bit. Badgers down 2-0. There's 9:14 left. Owen Lindmark, Simon Tassie, Quinn Finley on the ice with Ben Dexheimer and Joe Palatichuk. Patrick Guzzo, their best faceoff man, 54% to take the draw in the Ohio State zone. Won by Lindmark. It's paddled around a little bit. Still loose in the slot. Finley tried to dig it free. It's still loose. Tassie, no. Finley tried to snap one off. It deflected to the far side. Guzzo, no, that's Dunlap. He got hogtied by Palatichuk. Lost the puck. Finley now tried to carry it to the cage and had it whacked off his stick out to center ice. Under 9 minutes left. It's Badgers down 2-0.
Going to see, I think Joe Palatichuk's going to pull one of those Bobby Orr's coast-to-coasters.
All right. Here's Tassi hit from behind on Burnside. He goes down. He felt that. He had no penalty called. Buckeyes have had three power plays tonight. The Badgers have yet to have one. Finley left wing rubbed off by Holiday. Lodge picks up the puck and he turns and fires it wide. Kerr able to hold right point back behind the net. Now Cilia, he collects there. Double team, lost the puck. Lucius falls down and now scooped out to the center, safety of center by Dunlap back into the Wisconsin zone. 8:15 left.
Ohio State, you're going to see a lot of that.
Yep, they're going to dump and change quickly. Lucius left wing down to the corner. Fitzgerald trying to lift the stick of Holiday. Instead, Holiday played it around to the far side, McBrayer. They fly Gildan, bouncing puck out to center ice, and here's Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. Slides it across to Cilia. 8 minutes left. Cilia across the line, Badgers onside. Five Buckeyes back. Scholes now gets around Holiday to the slot. Backhand shot didn't get to the net. Cilia now takes it off the end boards. He's double-teamed there by both Johnson and Holiday. Lucius able to jam the puck free. He's got possession. To the point now, Dexheimer, no place to shoot. Here's Scholes now. He will shoot. Goes off a body and came to the near side. Lucius now, backhand pass for Fitzgerald. Broken up by Holiday. Burnside's got it. Buckeyes tired. They need a change. Burnside
so
dumps
Bucky.
It in. 7:25 to go in the third. The Badgers know they'll play another game. It'll be in the NCAA tournament if they don't win tonight. And the way it's looking, they won't. Behind the net now, Montez double team. Scholl poked it free. Dexheimer and Montez still battling. Puck slides to the far side. Dexheimer double teamed in his own zone, but eventually comes out of the corner with it. And the Badgers spread out, and Dexheimer looking for a breakout. And he gets it off to Scholes. Angles one left wing, DeSaint foul. Couldn't catch it. Bricky whacks it away from him. Montez on the attack right wing, cutting in, looking, shooting, up high. Save made by McClellan. Well, he walked in untouched, did
yeah.
Max Montez. 6:45 left. Boy, this the team that we saw Friday night and here tonight, not the team we've seen pretty much all season long. Badgers have picked it up a little bit here in the second period, then the third, Stramel steal. Right wing shot stopped by Turnus. A bullet by Kerr, who got knocked down looking for a penalty. Nothing called. Good pass that time to Kerr, who had a chance. He scored last night. But here's stopped by Logan Turnus, who's been pretty calm between the pipes. He hasn't been scrambling around or flopping around. He just stands his ground, takes the hit, makes the stop, and gets a whistle. Been doing that all night and Friday night, too. Turnus has one shutout this season. It was against Omaha back in October. The only shutout the Buckeyes have pitched all year long. Turnus drops off a puck that's rimmed around the far side. Deckhut, 6 minutes left. Deckhut, 1-on-4. Veers off to his right across the line. Will dump it in. After it is the Badgers. Bantle from behind his own net falls down, lost possession. Riley Hughes will send it back to the corner.
Boy, they're doing a good job of keeping the puck to the outside. Ohio yeah. State's just keep it to the outside, kill some clock.
Nice pass intended for Hughes, poked free by the Badgers. Long-range shot stopped by McClellan. He'll cover. And with 5:32 left, a stoppage in play. Ohio State leads 2-0. Shots on goal 28-21 in favor of the Badgers. Again, a power play goal in the first period from Davis Burnside, and then an even strength goal halfway through the second period from Scooter Bricky. And Ohio State with that 2-0 lead. Steve Rolick in his 11th season, he's led Ohio State to the NCAA tournament three times, a Frozen Four appearance in 2018, and a Big Ten championship in 2019. And referees are talking
Coach
to Hastings, Sean Fernandez and Andrew Brugman.
Reviewing a play.
So Mike Hastings using his timeout basically as a challenge to see if there may have been head contact on the previous play. And if there is, and a major penalty is called, the Badgers would get an extended power play. 5:32 left in the third period. It's 2-0 Ohio State. Again, when you look at the rest of the Big Ten, Michigan State, the number one seed, waiting patiently for the outcome of this game. If Ohio State wins, the Buckeyes will go to East Lansing to play next Saturday. If the Badgers can rally, Wisconsin will be home next weekend to play Minnesota, and Michigan State would be home to play Michigan. That'd be quite a matchup, but again, we have 5:32 left here before this game is to be decided. Meanwhile, in the CCHA tournament, We saw that Bemidji State, Minnesota State, and Michigan Tech all advanced to round two. Lake Superior State and St. Thomas playing a decisive game three, and the Tommies have a 1-0 lead as they start the second period at St. Thomas Ice Arena in Mendota Heights, Minnesota. Wisconsin women will be home for the NCAA tournament. They'll play next Saturday at 2 o'clock against the winner of Thursday's opening round matchup between Penn State and St. Lawrence. They'll play Thursday, 7 o'clock at Le Bon Arena. The Badgers, 33 wins this season, WCHA tournament champions, got the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Ohio State, the number 1 seed. The Badgers are home. Anthony Kerr's shot stopped by Turnus. Kerr looked up like he wanted a penalty. So Wisconsin has lost its timeout, but used the time to rest its top players.
Yep.
They were looking for contact to the head, but Anthony Kerr's shot, there was no contact to the head. He got knocked down after he let it go, but no head contact. So essentially, Mike Hastings just used his timeout.
Yeah, bought time.
Yep. And now a faceoff to the right of Kyle McClellan. Down two, Ian, with 5:32 left. When do you empty the goal? When do you get an extra attacker out there?
Yeah.
It's a two-goal difference. Buckeyes win the faceoff. Bricky banks it off the end boards behind the net, over skating Gildan, and Wisconsin's Fitzgerald's got it. And he came out of there flying. Pass ahead to Tassie, too far, no icing though. Carfani goes to get it around the far side wall. And a good play by Gildan to chip it out to center. Holiday. Pass intended for Burnside. Intercepted at center by Fitzgerald. Tries to turn past Burnside, but Burnside can skate with him. He's a good one. And now here's Ben Dexheimer. 5 minutes left. Finley one-on-one with the back pedaling. Johnson, his shot blocked. Quinn Finley, who scored 8 of his 9 goals in this building. He's been awfully quiet the last 7 weeks, though. Freshman and third-round draft pick of the New York Islanders. Puck underneath one of the Buckeyes sitting along the near side wall, and a stoppage in play. 4:48 left here in the third period. Riley Hughes tried to find the puck, and you know where it is? It was caught up in his sweater, in his pants, and then up near his chest, and they eventually handed it off to the linesman. Now Kyle McClellan comes out for an extra attacker.
If I would have been Hughes, I would have just left it there and say, I have no idea where it is, and then when the plays got tough, just throw it down on the ice and go, where did this come from?
4:48 left in regulation. The Badgers have emptied their net for an extra attacker, needing 2 to tie. David Cilia to take the draw. Badgers tonight have lost 29 of 47 faceoffs. One of the best faceoff teams in the country. Getting out dueled in the circles. Patrick Guzzo, David Cilia. Guzzo won the draw behind the net, but Bantle had it for a moment, tried to draw it in front of the cage, but it got knocked off his stick. Now kicked free out by the blue line by Kerr. Picked up by Ohio State. Long range, empty net bid by Bricky just wide. And then a whistle saying Cilia beat Hughes to the hash marks, icing on Ohio State. That was close.
Yes, it was. Kyle McClellan, I wouldn't get too comfortable over there.
No. I don't think
he is. Let's put it that way.
He's still standing on the Badgers bench. Empty net, extra attacker for Wisconsin. Owen Lindmark to take the faceoff to the left of Logan Turnus, who has shut out the Badgers so far here tonight through 55 and a half minutes. DeSaint foul out there. Dexheimer, Finley, Tassie. Palatichuk has the puck at the blue line. Now Dexheimer, room right wing, goes to the corner. Finley back to Dexheimer. Rising shot over the cage. Picked up by Lindmark to the point, Palatichuk. Joe goes back left wing to Lindmark. Takes a look. Takes a look. Here's Palatichuk again. Badgers being patient. I don't know if that's the right word here, but it seems that way. Here's DeSaint foul now. Again, an extra attacker for Wisconsin. Badgers down a pair. 4:05 left. Finley, DeSaint foul, took a whack at it. Didn't get it to the net. Good play from behind, though, preventing Dunlap from breaking away with an empty net. Now Palatichuk finding a man right side. Quinn Finley wide open, and he missed the cage. Karam's near side wall. Hughes picks it up. He goes long range but missed the net. Foot race, they'll say icing on Ohio State as Hughes had failed to gain the red line.
Holy cow, Mr. Finley. Not going to miss too many more of those, I would hope.
Wow.
Goaltender was diving and on his belly hoping to get that cross-ice pass, and there was 3 feet of open space up top. And, you know, I guess it's one of those things where when you think about it, you get into a situation where Finley could have caught that puck and had a nice wrist shot, but instead he tried to shoot it off the pass.
And he missed the target. Timeout, Ohio State. We'll keep it here. 3:47 to go in the third. Buckeyes lead the Badgers 2-0. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.